emphasis is, a lot of guys will say, tukka, tukka, tukka. But that's derived a lot from the goose calling scene. Like, I don't have experience with goose calls, but, you know, they're saying tukka, tukka, tukka into the goose call. I think to get a more realistic gobble, I kind of do a ticka, ticka, tukka, tukka, tukka. Because you get in the gobble, you get that build, and then it's almost like a drop off. So I basically go ticka, ticka, tukka, 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 tukka. But I leave my jaws loose at the end of that to get a little bit more of a rattle in there. So I'll try to do it slower with the call and see what. Well, first I'll do it with the, you know, just tick 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 tick, and then you speed it up so it's tick 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 tick. As you can see, I'm trying to bottle it up at the end, you know, because I think that's what's kind of coming across, you know, when we hear a turkey gobble. You know, I'm just trying to make it as close as possible. So, one other thing I try to do sometimes is, you know, very, not often will I use this in the woods, obviously, because it could be dangerous, but you can muffle it, and if you want to sound like you're a gobbler that's a little bit further away, so you can muffle it, or full bore. And it's key too at the end of that to just slow that down a little bit. You know, if you end it fast, it doesn't sound natural. That's too quick. So build it up, slow it down at the end.